Now, it's always good when part of the Home and Garden Show means that I can get outside, because half of the show is all about being outside. So I have Rob from Aquascapes and Landscaping. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
We are at a house in Wetherby where you're doing a work on a garden here. What are you doing today?
Yeah, we're doing a small garden makeover. Well, standard sized garden for most people, but we're turning it from a lawn garden into a sort of a country themed garden with mixed herbaceous borders, astroturf in the middle, and some paving and gravel areas.
Astroturf's very in at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, as long as it's done properly, it looks good. It's come a long way from the butcher's shop window type of grass. You know, the modern stuff now has even got thatch in it, and it does look really good.
Yeah.
Good, realistic.
And the people whose house we are at the minute have allowed us to come into their conservatory to record things that people can be doing in their garden at this time of year, because the season is just beginning.
Yeah.
So people are excited to get back out.
One.
Your lawn will be looking a little bit untidy this time of year. It'll have growth spurts in certain parts. So on a dry day, you can cut your grass on a high setting, not too low, just atop the grass to help encourage it to start growing a little bit, thicken out. And also tidy up the edges with an edging iron, and then it'll just give it a nice, crisp, smooth edge, ready for the season ahead.
Two.
Next tip is to prepare the flower beds. So if you're going to be planting summer bedding, it's a good time now to put a little layer of well-rotted manure onto the flower beds and lightly fork it in. If you haven't got the use of horses, you can use pelleted chicken manure, that's as good, or slow-release fertilisers like Growmore, fish blood and bone, that sort of thing. It's all good as well to put around established plants in the garden just to give them a boost for the spring.
Three.
You can cut the evergreen hedges now, so laurel, conifers need to be cut really now before the birds start thinking about nesting. Also, you can prune back roses to a strong growing node on the stem. It'll encourage a good, strong structure for your flowers.
Four.
Greenhouses, obviously, this time of year, people are thinking about sowing some seeds or vegetables, so the greenhouse might be looking a bit of a mess with the glass being mucky. So a little clean down with a light detergent on the glass inside and out, it will make a big difference.
Five.
Perennials, such as hostas, cranesbill geraniums, iris, anything like that have formed a good clump, is now the time to split it. You'll see the new growth coming through from the old. Just get a spade, be harsh, split down the middle, lift them up, and then you can separate them and reposition them around the garden or sell them to friends or whatever.
Six.
Good time to power wash paths. Get the old power wash on it, get rid of the algae, and redress the gravelled paths. Good time to paint fences if you need a fence painting, obviously with the borders and the plants not coming through yet. It's a good time to be able to paint the fences before the shrubs get going, and then you're onto a winner. You can use water-based products or a preservative which will penetrate the wood.
Seven.
So March is the time when the pond season starts. Fish will become more active, frogs, toads. If you haven't had your pumps and filters turned on through winter, now's the time to turn them on. Change the UV tubes in filters. Give the filter a good backwash. Remember that the filters will take up to 6 weeks for the bacteria to work properly. So if you've had it turned off, it'll take that long for the media in the filters to start working properly. So you need to be careful with feeding the fish just little and often. Generally, some people use a wheat germ-based product, which is a food that's easily digestible. You shouldn't really start feeding the fish until the temperature's above 10 degrees. But being a koi keeper, I've noticed the fish are becoming more active and feeding.
Eight.
Birds are starting to look at making their new homes and creating a family, so it's a good time to put nest boxes up, encourage the wildlife into the garden by making or buying bug hotels, that sort of thing. It's great to get the kids involved, that they'll get outside. It's easy enough to make a nest box for a robin or a blue tit.
Rob, thank you so much for having us over here today. You've got a lot of work to do here in Wetherby. You're creating a new space. If people want to talk to you about their space and, you know, doing something with their garden, that is your area of expertise.
Yes, obviously aquatics was our first field of expertise, but we've, over the 20 years we've been doing it, we've gone on to full garden makeovers. We've covered everything basically, paving, walling, fencing, turfing and planting. You can view our work on Facebook.
Rob from Aquascapes and Landscaping, you've got Luke out there working alone without you, so I'll leave you to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.